Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. Just a minute.
Welcome to Unveiling Valor, Captain Len Kane's journey from naval hero to humanitarian luminary with your host Captain Len Kane and President of the Hope Collection Ron Clayton. We would like to thank our sponsors, extend our deepest gratitude to the Hope Collection and Joel and Ardith Griffing for their unwavering support in making a positive impact on our community. Our generosity empowers us to reach further, dream bigger, and extend a helping hand to those in need.
Hello, Len.
Well, very pleasant and a happy Good Friday. Who's calling? Is that you, Ron?
How you doing, Len?
Well, fine so far. I was wondering if I've been here for the past 10 minutes.
Yeah,
a lot of music.
I can't stay on. I see Ron hasn't gotten on yet, but I have to take my wife to the hospital.
God bless you. I'm sorry. How's she doing?
Oh, she's doing good. They're just going to do some additional tests on her today. She's got a 1 o'clock appointment, so I'm going to have to leave. And I noticed Ron hasn't signed on yet, so I don't know what's going on there.
Well, nor do I, because he called yesterday, said he was going to be on, but he wasn't feeling quite up to speed. But, well, here we are. I'm sure nobody's listening, but just you and I. And
yeah.
I hope that the message we sent out to the senior advisors met your approval.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah, I didn't look at it. I didn't get to see it yet. So I'll check it out when I get back from the hospital.
Well, I simply added about you and your pride and your good family. That's all. That's the only thing I have.
Do you have Mary Stanley's number? I for some reason, I don't have it in my address book. I thought I did. Because she could run the show for us if she's available.
Yeah. Let me see here. Good. Let me get him. Yeah, I'll find it for you.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to take a minute to do the research. Anyway. My search capability here is not acting, dear. No, I'm disappointed. I don't want to keep you from your taking care of your bride. Are you still with me, Bob? Hello, Bob. Are you there? Bob, are you there? Guess I lost you. Bye-bye for now.
Hello, good morning. Sorry about the delays.
Good morning, Miss Mary. God bless you.
It is Friday. It is Captain Len Kane Day in Golden Rule Society. And it is the Friday before Easter. So with it being Easter, I thought we could start off by talking about the Kindness Club and the Kindness Campaign.
Well, Mary, this is Len Kane, and I'm happy to join with you, by golly. It's a little late with the start today, but those things happen around the holidays, don't they?
They do. Messages get crossed. Things get, mixed up. It's all good.
There you go. Well, probably most of the people are at the church or doing some good work. And that's why we're here. By golly, to serve. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're there, are there many people checked in, by the way, Mary? Can you see?
Not yet. It's still early.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. So anyway, my dear, welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen, to the Blog Talk Radio Show. We do this radio show every day of the week. And here in the U.S. of A, we kick it off at high noon, the East Coast time. And I'm happy to be sharing it, an honor to be sharing it, with Mary Stanley, who was served in the military, did her magic, and now that she's out of the military and doing her work with the Golden Rule Society charity as a senior advisor, and she's been helping children and churches and charities all these many years now, and focusing on the educational aspect of young children. And we have what we call a kindness club. And her young daughter came home from school one day and said, Mom, all your teachings about the kindness club and all the wonderful things that were going on, helping to make it a better world, we ought to have a kindness club in every classroom of our school. And then she added on, and one might as well put her hat in all the schools. So Mary Stanley talked to the principal, the superintendent, and they thought, well, that's a wonderful idea for all the children and all the classes to belong to a kindness club. And we might as well continue it, expanding it, going nationwide and worldwide. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's what she has been doing and continues to do. And she helps with the radio show that we do, like I say, 5 days a week. And it's awful nice and an honor and a pleasure to be sharing it with you today, Mary. and we'd be talking about all kinds of wonderful things. And that's why we're here. We're here to serve. By the way, the Golden Rule Society charity that we're talking about right now, we put it together more than half of a century ago. And the nice part about it, we help simply, we're all non-paid volunteers. So I tell people about all the wonderful things that we're doing and what we have to offer you today, nice people, that the point that I want to make is we're not selling anything. We're helping to make it a better world as best we can with the Kindness Campaign, the Kindness Clubs, and the Golden Rule Society. Like I say, more than a half a century. And the wonderful things that we've been doing have been recognized. And by the way, Mary, I must tell you that the organization here in the United States, Who's Who in America, it came in with a big surprise yesterday. And I don't mean to think that I'm bragging, but it's an answer to a prayer. And I have been selected Who's Who in America for 2024 and for 2025. And they obviously like what we're doing to help others. And ladies and gentlemen, those who are here with us and listening, be sure to have a piece of paper and a pencil ready to go, because I have some wonderful things to offer. And I want you to first thing to do is we want you to invite you to our website. And everybody should know how to go, but it goes like this. Ready to copy? The letters www. dot, and it's Golden Rule Society. That's all one word, no spaces. So www.goldenrulesociety.com. O-R-G, the letters O-R-G, simply means for all 52 years we have been and still are a charitable nonprofit organization helping, again, children, churches, charities, nationwide, worldwide. And the nice part about it, it keeps helping others. So, ladies and gentlemen, you have the website, and while you have your pen and pencil out, if you like, you can call your friends, family, church, whoever you want to call her, and tell them, hey, come to this show, and give them the numbers on the call, on the show. I'll go through those very slowly. You dial us on your telephone, 714-816-4686. And when you get there, what you do is, on your telephone, select the little button there that says mute, which means you won't be interfering with anything that's going on for the people who are speaking. Because a lot of people, they turn on, or they've got the television on the background, the children are playing, the horses are, all that sort of stuff. So you can just listen to what's going on and how you can be benefiting. Not only you, but your family, friends, and neighbors, church and charity, and all that sort of stuff. And by the way, I like to make this now. You have the website. When you go there, and one of the things we talk about, the gifts that you see there are yours. Most everything is free. Some things are better than free. I'll give you an example. I was a Navy fighter pilot for more than a quarter of a century. And I finished the Navy. I become an airline captain for another 26 years. And as an airline captain, I put together a program called the Captain's Travel Tips. And what it is, 39 pages of how to be safe, how to save money, and have a good time while you're traveling. It keeps yourself safe. That's the most important thing. And saving money, that's really good. And there are all kinds of wonderful opportunities that you have there. And you got to take advantage of it. Be a wise traveler. And there's the other program is, you'll see it there, Vortex Travel, which means, I'll give you a simple example because it really makes sense. A good friend of mine here in San Diego, California, had to do a business trip to New York City with his wife. So they called the airline, and they said, the airline said, that's going to be, as an example, that's going to be $1,000. And he sent to the people, and he says, well, you know, I'm an affiliate with the Golden Rule Society charity. And they said, oh, you are? Oh, yeah, yes. We're affiliated with them as well. And they said, well, let me see. Oh, it's not going to cost you $1,000. It's only going to cost you $500 round trip. So the first time they used it, he saved $500. And the only time that you can get a discount is when there are seats available. So I always give you this as a caveat to watch out. Don't try to get a discount on Christmas or New Year's or a national holiday, because most of the seats are full. And the airlines themselves say, well, we would rather have somebody in the seat at a half price or whatever discount we can give, rather than carrying empty seats around the country or wherever they're going. So it's their choice. I have no control over what they're doing or how they do it. But it's very nice that they are courteous and kind and offering the discounts to nice people like you and people like the Golden Rule Society charity. Because it's there, it's available on the website. And be sure to tell everybody that you know, because everything is there. And a lot of people say, oh, that Golden Rule Society, they're just looking for donations. Well, here's the thing. We are a qualified nonprofit organization. Yes, we can accept donations. And whatever we get, we give. I mean, we pay the electric bill and that sort of stuff. But we tell people that if you're really impressed and really happy with what all we're doing to make it a better world, and you want to make a donation because you're saving money into whatever you want to reason, why don't you make it to your own church or your own charity? That way you know where the money's going, and your church or your charity, they know who you are, and they say, oh, hey, well, thank you very much. That way everybody benefits. Because if we get a donation and then we pass it on to the XYZ company, and that you don't particularly like them, you're unhappy. So this way, everybody's happy. And that's why we're here, to serve. And that's what it's all about. And with that, I'm going to take a sip of my coffee there, Mary. And I'm standing by. Let me know when I can jump back in. Back over to you, Mary. God bless.
You too, Len.
Hi,
you know, you jump in whenever you want. Hi, guys.
Hi, it's Linda. I apologize. Ron is a little under the weather. He didn't go to even physical therapy this morning. He's not feeling well. And all of a sudden I realized, oh, my, it's, you know, 20 after 12, and I should have gotten on the call to let you know. But I appreciate you, Mary. And hi, Len. Sorry about that. He's just not feeling well, and he was sound asleep when I came in yelling, it's noon. And so he asked me if I could get on the call. So I do apologize.
Well, he's in our prayers, as you are as well, and tell him that we miss him. And the important thing is his health. That's the only thing we're concerned about. The show goes on. But we want him back to full health. As a matter of fact, we want him back at least 110%. And you take good care of him because you are a wonderful, wonderful woman.
But I didn't want to interrupt the show because you always talk about such wonderful things. And, you know, the Golden Rule Society is such a wonderful organization and wonderful, you know, the work that you're doing and they have done for, what, 50, 51, 52 years now. That's so exciting. So congrats to that. And Mary, thanks so much for stepping in, because normally Ron would be on to host it, and I just missed the time. I was doing fabulous things like laundry, so I wasn't watching the clock.
Say, Linda.
You can come do mine when you're done.
Okay.
Melinda, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Okay, Linda, I just want to just mention this to Mary earlier when we first came on to sharing some good news, because I just received a beautiful award from Who's Who in America, saying that Len Cain of the Golden Rule Society Charity is Who's Who in America for 2024 and 2025.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It tugs at the heartstrings, and it's nice to know that we're busy doing the work of the Lord that is being recognized. Helping
Wonderful.
Children, churches, and charity. So be sure to share that with Ron, and
I
tell him that we're praying
will.
For him, that he'll hope he's better every day.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Yay. That's great to hear.
So back over to you, Mary. I'm still standing by, ready to rock and roll.
Thanks, Len.
Thank you.
You know, the Hope Collection, me and Ron, we put the nomination in for you for that award, by the way.
Wow. Thank you.
I was on their list 2 years ago, and I brought it up to him about putting you on the list.
You're wonderful, wonderful.
Mary,
I'm so glad that
has the best connections.
That's the fun part is, you know, I spend so much time networking and just meeting people. And that's what I love about what I do. Between the radio show and organizations that I work with, is just you get to meet so many extraordinary individuals that you would never get to meet normally.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, speaking of which, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, that was one of the benefits of last year and Memorial Day celebration is, you know, me and my kids got to meet, you know, Captain Cain in person.
Mm-hmm.
And God permitted, we get to do it again this year.
Yeah, you know, and it's great. And even on these, on the calls, the noon calls, just meeting, you know, you have invited so many neat people on the Hometown Heroes shows and the people that I would not have met before, Beth Wyman on Wednesdays, just so neat, you know, Rick Reese, you know, and it's just so neat. The fact, it was funny, the first time, Len, that I met you and Anne, I was so thrilled to meet you. But then afterwards I went into and found out how not important, but how famous you are. And I'm glad I met you first, because I would have been so intimidated with all the accomplishments that you have. But instead, I met you one-on-one and just realized what a wonderful, wonderful person you are that is also very famous and have such credibility and have done so many wonderful, really amazing things. So, and it's one of those times that you get to meet people and realize there are so many good people out there, and people that are just so down to earth, like Len and Anne, you know, just have accomplished so much and are so humble about it, and so just relatable. And same with Mary, you know, the things that she's done and the influence that she has, and yet so relatable and so easy to talk to and communicate with. That's what really makes it so special.
You know, that's one of the fun things I liked about the military, and I think, Len, you could agree with me on this, is that it puts us all on an level playing field. You know, I've met, mm-hmm. you know, one of my really good friends, his dad is a professional basketball player. His uncle is a professional football player. You wouldn't know that by meeting this man, and I served with him. One of my really good friends that I served with is a pro basketball player, and I didn't even know it till 4 years later when I was going to have him on the show. And I wanted a bio for him. He's like, didn't you know that? I go, no, I don't Google and research my friends.
Oh, thank goodness the world is full of wonderful people. And by the way, when you mentioned your service in the military, and of course, I'm there, sure, with you. And I wanted to mention this organization called Tunnels to Towers. They have been looking after the military who have served and need help. And when I heard about it and I joined it, and I'm part of the program helping the military, those who served, who put their lives on the line. They served, some fought, some died for the freedoms that we take advantage of and just assume that that's what we deserve. Well, we deserve it because the work that so many have given. And Mary Stanley, you're one of them. And all the people that I knew in the military, it tugs at the heartstrings to know that people put their lives on the line for the freedoms of others in comparison to what is going on in so many ways these days. They're just giving away our freedoms. So anyway, that's why we're here.
You know, the one good thing about Tunnels to Towers, too, is that was created not only for military, but it was also created for the survivors, the families of 9/11, the kids that
grew up. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Parents.
I didn't mean to just say it's just that, yes, but not only the military, but the families of those who served, fought, and died. Absolutely. I didn't specifically.
You know, and there's not a lot of organizations that help the families. A lot, you know, there's a few. You know, some that help, you know, the veterans, but these particularly help not only the veterans, but the families itself for education,
yes,
and little things.
And the first responders, we just had, a warehouse fire, and it turned out it was, they had a lot of flammable liquids. And when the firefighters, his last name is Arno. He was killed in the line of duty as a firefighter, and his Tunnels to Towers paid off and helped them, the widow and children, get a new home. And it's really nice. It wasn't like this, you know, huge mansion. It was, but just a wonderful North Buffalo home. And, you know, in the neighborhood that they lived in and grew up in North Buffalo. But they even helped the first responders that are killed in the line of duty. So that's just really, it's a wonderful organization.
Well, we need more of them. My God, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to share with others. And this is what we call, on our program, called the Worldwide Kindness Campaign.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the name of it is the Golden Rule Society's Worldwide Kindness Campaign. And it goes like this. With kindness and love and hope in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated. In doing so, you're sharing the love that the good Lord gives you with others. And we certainly need that in the world today. So that is the Kindness Campaign. And people ask me, where did they get this kindness? I graduated high school many, many years ago. And 2 days later, I was off to the Navy. And I packed my little bag, ready to leave the home. And my mother stopped me as I said goodbye while I was on my way up. And she said, Lenny, just remember this. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. Those two words are in my heart, my soul, and my mind. So again, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind. And you know what I've added to that? And smile. A smile is a door open. Whoever you meet, hi, good morning, and a nice smile. It breaks the glass windows and all that, because people appreciate that. They appreciate the courtesy and the kindness. A smile with a bit of kindness. And keep it going, ladies and gentlemen. And Mary, I'm glad that you jumped in. I've got some more things to talk about, but I'm going to turn it back over to you as I take a sip of my coffee. Over to you, Mary, or Linda.
You know, one thing I wanted to say before we get too far into the show is that, you know, from Optimize My Life and Hope, the Hope Collection, is our prayers and our condolences go out to the families affected by the Baltimore Bridge tragedy. You know, freak accidents happen all the time. And thankfully, there was a little bit of a warning out, so it could have been so much worse. But I did an interview with a gentleman who didn't even know what happened, and he got off the bridge 3 minutes before it went down.
Wow.
Wow.
Missed it by 3 minutes.
He had been on the bridge and he got off.
He was going home. He was having a fight with his girlfriend, and he was heading home. And he just crossed the bridge, and his girlfriend's blowing up his phone, and he's ignoring her. And finally, she called him enough. He answered, and she's like, where are you? Are you okay? And she told him what happened. He said he felt, you know, the rumble, but he didn't realize anything happened yet.
Wow. Wow.
It's a crazy world. Wow. God bless them all.
You know another thing. Go ahead, Linda.
Well, it's one of those things that sometimes you may, you know, get stuck at a long light or there's a traffic jam and you're just waiting an extra couple minutes. And then afterwards you find out, or maybe something you don't even find out, but maybe if you had gone through that yellow light, you would have been hit. Or if there was, you know, something happened up above, up the road, and that you got delayed, and maybe there is a reason. And 9/11, Ron was in New York City. He was on the bridge actually going into the city. And he was supposed to meet a friend for lunch. His friend missed his train. Luckily, because he would have been in the area. He would have been, right there. And so things happen. We don't know why. It's not like God loves that person more than somebody else. But things happen. It's just, whenever we're stuck, you know, in traffic, although in Buffalo we don't get stuck in that much traffic, you always think, well, maybe just be patient, because there might be a reason that we're stopped for a couple minutes.
Wow. It's a wild and crazy world. We have to do our best to help make it a better mirror. You ladies are wonderful to be here on the show, and If you have anybody else that's listening that would like to say a word or two, you're more than welcome. And while we're waiting for that, what are the other things that I wanted to mention to you? This is one of the many gifts that you'll find on the Golden Rule Society's website, goldenrulesociety.org, and that is it's called a prescription discount program. Savings up to 85%. No, they just changed that. It's savings up to 80%, which means when the doctor gives you a prescription and you go to the drugstore, you must do this. You must ask the druggist and say, are you a member of the prescription discount program? Because they don't advertise it. Because they'd be just giving it away, their stuff. But people that go in and ask get a discount. And it can be up to 80% of the time, or 80% discount. Now, here's the thing. I went to a drug store here in my hometown of Coronado, California, and I asked the druggist, I said, are you a member of the prescription discount program? And they said, no, we're not. Sorry about that. But then he looked at me, because we know each other. He says, there's a drugstore, the ABC drugstore down the street. They are. So he filled out my prescription. But the next prescription that I had, I went to the ABC drugstore down the hall, and they gave me a discount. And it was something like, round numbers, 50% of discount. So be sure when you go to the drugstore with your prescription, ask them if they are a member of the prescription discount program. And it helps you. Why not? Because things are kind of tough because people are fighting money problems these days. And it's going on and on, by golly. We need something new help. Anyway, that's just one of the other items that we made. And here's something that I tell people about. You'll find this on the website. It's called the I told you about the wise traveler, but this is the, everybody sends emails. Everybody I know. And I ran into this organization. They provide video emails. And all it took, I had to buy a little camera, very tiny, and it clicks on the top of the computer. And what I do is I turn it on, and I use the charity, that's us, I'll send a video email, maybe for a minute or two at the most. But people, instead of having to read messages and all that sort of stuff, they look and they see, and if you do it, and it's available on our website, you can test it out, give it a trial period. If you like it, this is wonderful, because you can then turn it on and send a video email. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, children. Hi, cousins. Hello, friends. Here's what we're going on and we're doing. And we miss you. We love you. We pray for you. All those wonderful, nice things. They see your face. They see your personality. They see your smile. And it's like just having them visit with you in your own home, or you visit them in their home. And you ought to give it a try, because our charity, Golden Rule Society, we use it all the time, because it communicates, and people, everybody says, this is wonderful. It's nice to hear from you. It's nice to hear you, what you're saying. Oh, I understand now. I don't have to read a whole bunch of words on papers, by golly. So give it a shot. It's there. It's available to you. And as I tell the people, most everything on the site is free. Some things are better than free. And this is one of the things that I think is better than free, because people tell me that, hey, I save time and money using the video emails. I said, well, that's great. I'm happy to hear it. But as long as it's working out for you, that's what it's all about. So there are other things to talk about. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to turn it back over to Linda and Mary while I take another sip of my coffee. And great to be with you. Back over to you, Mary and Linda.
You know, the cool thing is, you know, the Golden Rule Society has been one of the oldest operating organizations, still operating today, but also not one of your employees actually takes a paycheck. But at the same time, almost all the money goes out. You literally only keep enough to keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Not very many
ladies,
organizations do that today.
Oh, not many that I know. And by the way, Mary, the Golden Rule Society, like I say, we've been around for 52 years. We have 24 senior advisors who give of their time, of their talent, and we're all non-paid volunteers. And when everybody, any one of the advisors does something really, really neat, I always tell them, Mary, that was really great. I'm going to double your salary. And they, Mary and everybody else always remind me. They said, Len, two times nothing is still nothing. But anyway, they give of their time, of their talent, because they're doing the work of the Lord, helping to make it a better world. So none of us get paid. We don't have any employees, because we're all just doing the work of the Lord. And that's a nice part of it. And people say, why do I do it? I say, well, I'm busy doing the work of the Lord, and the good Lord, he doesn't pay me on anything, but I understand his retirement program is out of this world. Anyway, we hope and pray for that, and that's why we're here. The good Lord blessed us and put us on this earth to help make it a better world. And that's a good challenge for you, because people ask me all the time, Len, what's your basis? What are you doing on this sort of stuff? Because here it is. To better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. And it's such a good feeling in your heart and your mind and your soul. And when you go to bed at night and say your prayers, you know that the good Lord is still with you. And I was hoping that Mr. Brad Dorsey, he usually comes on the shows, and I know it's a busy day today on Good Friday. But Brad, if you're there, we'd love to hear what's going on with you, my friend, or anybody else who would like to contribute and let us know good words. Back over to you, Mary, or whoever's listening.
Hey, Len, it's Bob. I just wanted to say hi, Mary. My wife's going in for some tests right now in the hospital. And so I thought I'd just come on for a few minutes and say hi. And I'm glad, Mary, that you agreed at the last minute here to host the show. Thank you very much for that. And Len, I guess we'll be talking later on today. I can give you a call. I forgot that today was Good Friday, and I don't know, Ron may not even have wanted to have a show today, but that's okay. You guys can go on with it, and I think it's good that we do it.
It's great that you're on, Mr. Bob Oatley. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Oatley, and he loves to be called Bob Oatley. Wonderful, wonderful reputation. He's been in business for many, many years. Very successful in all that he does. And guess what? He volunteered to be a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society. And
yay.
What could I say? But please come on board. So he's one of the senior advisors right now. And we just notified all the other advisors. that Mr. Bob Oakley is on the team, and everybody who's got the message that he said, oh, well, we know, we've heard about him. Wonderful. Great to be partners as a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society with Mr. Robert Bob Oakley. God bless you, Bob. Keep up your great work. Best to you, and I hope that your bride, Leah, is going to be back to 100% or more with the good doctors.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Len. I feel humbled and honored to be part of the Golden Rule Society and to be able to help wherever I'm needed. And don't be afraid that I will give you advice, because I will.
Well, I'm hoping so.
I'm known for that.
We're looking for
people. Yeah, if I see there's something that people need advice on, I will help them. I will give it to them. I'm not afraid to do that. You know, I was watching the funeral this morning of Joe Lieberman, the former senator and a candidate as a vice president of the United States. He was a tremendous man, and he was a very humble man, and he was always trying to help people to be doing the right thing. And I know you're the same way, Len. You're always trying to help people to accomplish the things that God wants us to accomplish. And I'm just honored to be part of the Golden Rule Society, and I appreciate your confidence in me, and I thank God for He's given me the abilities to help people. And I will continue that as long as until he takes me, you know. So anyway, God bless you too, Len, and thank you. Thank you, thank you.
And a blessed Easter to you all. God bless. Thank you.
Yes. I see that Ron has joined us. He did mean to be on the call. I was supposed to open it at noon because he's a little under the weather, but I see that he just did join us. Hi, Ron.
Hi, guys. I want to apologize to you. This morning when I got up, I just had a morning that I just needed to be able to not – I need to take care of me this morning and not getting going, and I didn't. And I want to apologize that I've missed this wonderful day. I will go back and listen to the show today in archives. I want to congratulate you, Bob, for being nominated, elected as a Golden Rule Senior Advisor. Your work on steadfastness and your leadership is just outstanding. And we love you, and we are so proud of you and everything you've been involved in since I've known you, 40 years, I think, was on. It's just incredible. And one, I just apologize. I don't know that I've ever missed a show that I was scheduled to. But just like you're saying, this morning, just a little bit under the weather. And I apologize to you guys. We'll get it back together here. We'll be rocking and rolling. But I just pray that for everyone, your Easter is truly a blessing for you and your family. Thank you so much, guys. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Rob.
Dear Ron, we prayed for you, so maybe our prayers were answered because you're up and about. You sound good, and we hope you keep getting better all the time. And blessings to you here on Good Friday, and all the blessings for Easter itself, for you and yours now and always. God bless.
Thanks, Lynn.
More than welcome.
So as we reach the top of the hour today, I want to thank everybody for joining us. And from all of us to all your families, our prayers are with you and hope you have a good, safe, happy, healthy.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Happy Easter, everyone. Blessed Easter.
Yep.
Blessed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.